It is 12:46. Welcome back to the KWMT Power Lunch, and I welcome Iowa State University Extension field agronomist Mark Johnson back to the program. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
Well, I appreciate you joining me here this afternoon. And Mark, before we talk about harvest and so forth, share with the KWMT listeners the territory that you cover for Iowa State.
Well, it's kind of a strange shape, but I go Carroll, Green, Boone, Story, Marshall, and then Dallas, Polk, Jasper, and then down in what is considered the South Central Crop Reporting District, I have Warren County.
Well, it sounds like you're in some pretty good country. A lot of good crops in that area that you're covering.
Yes, especially this year.
Yep, exactly. Talk about what you've seen so far with this year's harvest.
Well, this whole year has really been in kind of two territories for me. The Eastern Four, Story, Marshall, Polk, Jasper, and to a little lesser extent, Boone and Dallas, got almost all the corn planted in April. Western Boone and Dallas and Green and Carroll got very little corn planted in April. So it's been the kind of the tale of two cities. Warren got their corn planted okay, but then like so many places, really struggled to get their beans in, just like Boone and Green did in Dallas. And even the four counties that got the corn in well struggled getting the beans in. But the beans have been a real nice surprise. Lots of yields in the upper 50s to mid-60s. About anywhere I go, the moisture's down around 12-13%, with the exception of Green and Carroll. There's very little done out there yet.
Now, were the delays, were those attributed to rain over the spring?
Yeah, Green and Carroll just kept getting rain all the way through April and the first half of May, and just they had a heck of a time getting their crop in.
Now, I know... go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the June rains that we all got, they also got.
Right, exactly. So it just kind of compiled
in
that area. So we've heard a lot of talk about problems with corn roots. What are you hearing out there with that?
Not so much roots. Well, I mean, the roots are a problem, too, because, you know, we had some extended diapause in the northern, which we haven't seen in about 20 years to any great extent, but there's some patches of that this year. But the other thing was, because the soil was so saturated so much of the time when they really should be, those roots should really be exploring, they don't explore in saturated soil. So we wound up with much smaller root systems than what we're used to. And so the rain also drove the nitrogen down. We leached nitrogen. We kept the roots in saturated conditions. They sucked out all the nitrogen they could, and that's why all of a sudden in September, you know, things shut down and went from green corn to brown corn in about a week. Well, that's because those roots were sitting there in the territory. They hadn't explored a very big area. They depleted the nitrogen that was there, and they had to suck everything they could out of the stalks. So now our problem really is more the stalks.
Right. Now, as we move forward, I've talked to some guys, too, that applied some fungicides. They're telling me that that's kind of slowed things down a little bit right now. Still some green beans out there in parts of Iowa.
Yeah, even over here in the four counties that are really moving along, there's enough green beans out in the 12% bean fields that guys are going about 3 miles an hour instead of about 4 miles an hour because it just takes a lot more power, and you try to go faster, it just pulls the combine down too much.
All right, exactly. What are you hearing as far as corn harvest and so forth right now, Mark?
Again, the moistures are very, very good over here on the eastern side. The yields are tremendous. You hear that occasional 160 or 180, but there's an awful lot of 195 to 220, occasionally up to 230 or 40. So the farmers in where they've gotten a lot out, which again is that mainly those four counties, very happy with bean and corn both. As I go down to Warren, there's less done, but they're pretty happy there. I get over into Boone, there's less done. They're pretty happy there. Dallas, pretty happy. Green and Carroll, still there's just not enough out to even get a good feel for it.
Now, are you seeing a lot of grain being taken to town, or do you think some of the farmers down your way got the old crop out of the bins in time, or what are you seeing as far as that?
there's a lot of guys trying to store it. Of course, there's some guys that just really aren't set up to store a lot because historically they take a lot to town.
Right.
So we've had some long lines, too. I know in Polk area and around there, a lot of that goes to ADM, and ADM's so full they're only working till noon.
Now, how about as far as guys maybe just letting the corn sit out in the field and dry down? I know some of the guys feel with the lower cost of gas this year that it's not going to cost a lot to dry the corn down. Do you think guys are going to take that chance on buying the gas or maybe just let the corn dry down a bit?
Well, you know, there's several things involved. One is there is a lot of stock rot out there, and so leaving it stand regardless of price or anything else is pretty risky this year. We get one good, strong wind, we're going to see an awful lot of down corn. There's a fair amount of down corn on hillsides and so forth now. The other thing is, as you mentioned, for a lot of these guys, this is probably the cheapest LP they've ever seen, and for the older guys, it's still the cheapest they've seen in a long time. And the third thing is, I can heat up 60 and 70 degree air a lot easier than I can heat up 30 degree air.
Right.
And so if you wait and the air's a lot colder, how much have you really saved?
Right, that's a great thing to be thinking about. One of the things a producer told me just over the last couple of days, just within his own bean fields, was how much variance there was out there. Beans that were dry, beans that were still green, and we're talking the same varieties in the same fields.
Yeah, we got two things going on there. One is, as we talked about, we had saturated soil so much, so any place that was a pond, even after the water went down, it wasn't standing water, it was still saturated. So that's going to delay those plants. The other thing we got going on is an awful lot of bean fields had patches of SDS again this year. Now, I don't think it's nearly as bad as last year, but it was pretty widespread. And so every time you hit one of those SDS areas, you can tell it. Every time you hit one of those ponded areas or those areas where it stayed saturated, you can certainly tell that. And so two things happen. You see your yield monitor yield go down, but you might see a fluctuation in the moisture also.
Now, are you seeing any compaction problems out there this year like we saw? Well, last year, of course, we had the mudding more than anything, but any compaction issues this year?
Well, again, where they struggle to get the planting done, yeah, there's a lot of compaction issues from last spring. The field cultivator did a lot of compaction. A lot of times a guy just got antsy and field cultivated a day too soon. Even the planter. Last spring, I could go out in fields and I could show you exactly where the planter wheels were, where they carried the weight of the planter.
Right.
But as far as this fall, you know, we've only had rain once or twice since harvest started, and guys have been pretty patient because they got started so early. I'm not seeing a lot of compaction being created out there so far this fall.
And do you think there's an urgency right now with getting the crops out of the field? I mean, are they just kind of content with the progress made so far?
Most guys seem pretty content, although I would really urge anyone that's got corn below 22% to really kind of pick things up because, like I said, there's a lot of stock rot out there.
Right, exactly. Well, Mark, I always appreciate your time, and as the KWMT listeners, we've got a lot of them in their combines and chase carts and hauling grain to town right now. As they go through their fields, what are some things they need to be thinking about as they look ahead to the next growing season?
Well, I would definitely be making good notes on where the bad weed patches are. If you've got bad weed patches, there's strong possibility you've got some herbicide-resistant weeds. I would definitely be paying attention to that and then sitting down and really working on, okay, I've got water hemp that's glyphosate resistant. What am I going to do to change my herbicide program in 2016? And there's other resistances out there, but that's one example.
All right. Well, but very good.
That's one thing I'd look for. The other thing is really pay attention to which fields have the SDS the worst and make sure you get a SDS-resistant bean the next time you go there.
All right. Very good. Mark, is there anything else you want to add here while I've got you on the telephone?
No, we've covered a lot in a short time.
Yep, exactly. Well, it's always fun to talk to you, and appreciate the opportunity to visit today on the KWMT Power Lunch, and we'll try and give you a call maybe the next couple of weeks and see how things are going as well.
Very good.
All right. Thank you. Iowa State University Extension field agronomist Mark Johnson. And again, Mark covers north central Iowa. We appreciate Mark taking the time to visit with us today. I am going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll do a market wrap before 1 o'clock.